This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. The health insurance exchange, which is now called the marketplace, may seem complex to some. And truthfully, I haven't talked to anybody who's been able to enroll for an insurance plan through the marketplace yet. Phil Mascarello is here to help us sort it out. Phil, you're an insurance broker, right?
That is correct. Thank you, Susan, for inviting me.
You happen to be WRKF's agent. I want to get that out of the way. So who's eligible to sign up now?
Well, there is an eligibility determination test that would decide if a person should take it a step further to see if he gets assistance. Right now, we're asking individuals to do a paper application. Because the website is having so many IT problems with the overload. So the best way to do it would be to talk to your certified marketplace representative and speak to them about deciding on whether you should take it a step further and get that determination.
I want you to walk us through this step by step. I have a feeling that if I don't understand it, and many of the persons who work here don't understand it, then the general public is having a hard time with it. So what's your step one here? You have to determine if you're eligible?
That's right. The step one would be to speak to a knowledgeable person, an agent or a broker, and decide whether we should submit an eligibility determination to the marketplace. The marketplace is the only area that can decide whether you're eligible for a tax credit. So that would be step one, is to decide, work with an individual that's a professional in the field, and decide whether you should apply for assistance.
So this is how we would know, after speaking to the person who is knowledgeable, to determine if we're eligible.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't know about it on our own. We would have to have, a counselor of sorts.
Right. You could learn it on your own. I wouldn't recommend it. It's a very complex law. It has a lot of moving parts, and it means something different to everybody. We have developed a four-question checklist that would let the person know if he should take it a step further. There's income questions. There's questions whether they're covered by other insurance. And there's also questions about if they're claimed on other folks' taxes. So it goes by the tax filer. It goes by household income. All the rules have not revealed themselves. So we cannot calculate this credit outside of the marketplace. It must be done within.
What you mentioned earlier about completing the appropriate paper application to see if you qualified for assistance. Why does it have to be the paper application?
Right now, if you pick up the paper or watch the news, the first thing that's on there is about the marketplace website. The gateway website to the marketplace is healthcare.gov. It's been having issues since it started. We have 25 states that are reporting to the federal marketplace. And so as you can imagine, the system was overloaded. It had a lot of bugs in it, and there were just too many visitors for it to handle. The paper application asks the same questions. So we can start with the paper application and decide at the end of it, do we want to mail it in, or is the website fixed? Okay, if the website is fixed, we have all the information at our fingertips. We can enter it in one sitting. So it depends on how fast that website will get up and running.
So is the website fixed as we speak today on this Sunday?
I spoke to a woman in CMS just earlier this week, and they mentioned that they turned the website off over the weekend to work on it. The website is very difficult to get through. However, when you do get through, it works perfectly. It goes through the entire process. It will illustrate you. It'll do your eligibility determination, and it will show you the plans. Not that it's very displayed very easily, but the plans will be shown at the end of the process.
There's something called the 12-page eligibility determination report.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that one?
It looks sort of like a tax return. It has nothing to do with insurance, okay? The eligibility determination you are not enrolling in insurance. You're not buying anything by submitting this. All you're doing is allowing the government to decide what your dollar amount will be to help you buy your health plan for 2014.
Well, if you go to the WRKF.org website, you'll find a link to our guest, Phil Mascarello. He is an insurance broker and consultant, And we want to thank you for coming, Phil. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole, editor for Conversations in Medicine.